Once a year, we here in the U.S. fire up the TV and watch a slowly burning Yule log. You know, the virtual fireplace. But I got to say, Norway one-ups the U.S. on this. They love their slow TV any time of year. In the past, you could watch an entire night of knitting, not to mention the full 8-hour train ride from Bergen to Oslo. The latest edition of slow TV features reindeer 24/7. Per Inge Aasen is a project manager for Norway's slow TV channel.
Hello, hello. I haven't seen the reindeer except from the television because I'm one of the link teams. So we have to be here up on the mountaintops with antennas. So the signal from the program where the reindeers are is going up to the rest of the world. So we are some antenna link teams. It's windy up here. I'm trying to stand so the wind is behind me.
Very cool. All right. So you're seeing the reindeer on your monitors. What's the latest? If I were to turn on slow TV today, what would I see?
Earlier today, they tried to put a camera on one reindeer. But I don't know if that was so successful because the problem was that the other reindeers were scared of that reindeer with the camera because it made some funny moves. So the camera reindeer scared away the other reindeers.
Oh, wow. That's slow TV, isn't it?
What is,
what is the idea behind slow TV in Norway?
The Norwegian Broadcasting started the slow TV a couple of years ago. At first, it was following a train. I think the idea behind slow TV is in the stressful world we're living in, it's so good to just sit down to put on a channel where it just happens in the nature speed. The other thing is that it's very exciting that it's not the people who decide something will happen. It's the reindeers the weather.
Is it popular? I mean, do you have a lot of viewers?
It seems that it's very popular. And I think you foreigners think about our Norwegians as stupid people who look at it.
Not at all. I do wonder how Americans would react if they had the chance to watch reindeer or like a bear 24/7.
Yeah, but I suppose you in America look at this program because it's available on net.
Right. So how do you decide what viewers will watch?
Because this is a story that's happening every year here in our area. And it's a natural thing for the reindeer herders. And we wanted to share this experience with the rest of the people who don't have the chance to be on a migration like this. When I've been here on the mountaintops and looked on television, I feel some proudness to do this impossible live television.
What does it look like when you see this herd of reindeer? Are there a lot of them?
Yeah, it's 1,000 or 1,500 reindeers. Mm. The thing is, we have some special cameras who follow the reindeers, and we also have drones from the air, and it's spectacular pictures, especially when the weather is like this, and it's sunny, so it's a perfect day.
Yeah.
You have to go to our website and look at this.
I will, for sure. Mm. So how does the program end? Do you have any idea?
Oh, yeah. These are reindeers. Their summer area is on an island. So the great final is that they will swim over the ocean. It's called Sund in Norwegian.
That's going to be a pretty spectacular end to this episode.
And my dream is when the reindeers swim over to the island, then the first rain calf will be born. That would be very... Because that's the nature thing of reindeer, female reindeer. They start to move north to born reindeer calf. Wow, it's an amazing thing to look at.
Per Inge Aasen, the project manager for Norway's slow TV channel. Take it slow, man.
Thank you.